USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Back to normal by the summer. That's what the chief science advisor for Operation Warp Speed believes is possible if enough Americans are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Dr. Mansif Salawi tells CNBC that going back to normal should soon be possible.
Well, we hope that we would have vaccinated 70 or 80% of the U.S. population by May or June of 2021. So I would hope that summer should be substantially back to normal.
Vaccines could start to be delivered as soon as mid-December, as Pfizer has applied for an emergency use authorization from the FDA for their shot. The vaccines are more needed than ever as hospitalizations and deaths from the virus are rising across the country. Wednesday saw the most COVID deaths since early May, with nearly 2,300 fatalities reported. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. But what should a package look like if they can even agree on one? White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top-up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
Those first-time unemployment claims rose last week to 778,000, 50,000 filers above what economists were expecting. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The state of Arizona is preparing for a legal challenge after certifying its results in the November election. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The head of the Arizona Republican Party has filed a petition for early inspection of mail-in ballot envelopes and signatures ahead of an anticipated legal challenge over the certified state results. The petition was filed by Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward. When it comes to mail-in and absentee ballots across the country, Republican Senator Rand Paul believes we do need to take a step back and look at how things went this year.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history. So we have to validate, were they the right people? And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence.
Paul speaking on the story with Martha McCallum. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And we'll have only two NFL games to feast on during Thanksgiving. The scheduled evening game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore has been moved from tomorrow night to Sunday afternoon due to a COVID outbreak among the Ravens. Baltimore has added seven players to the reserve COVID list this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.